Welcome to Rising Coaches with Sophia Bernardi. I'm your host, mindset and business coach, here to help you build unstoppable confidence in yourself and take your business to six figures and beyond. I built a six-figure business in under 12 months and more importantly, have helped my clients to get incredible results in their life, business and relationships using my signature programs. You're in the right place if you're looking to master your mindset and create a business and life filled with passion, joy, and abundance. Let's get started.
Hi, hi. I am so excited for this episode. I'm so excited. I'm sharing with you the 5 steps to start your coaching business. Now, I'm a little bit funny about these 5-step, 3-step processes or whatever, because obviously there's a lot to it. So I'm really going to break down these steps in quite a lot of depth, because it's not really like, oh, do these 5 things and you're up and away. Like, there's steps within the steps, but you already know that. But how do you explain that in a podcast title? So here we go. I'm going to be sharing you the 5 steps that I truly believe from my experience and my clients' experiences and so many other people's experiences on how to really, like, what it really takes to grow your coaching business and what's like, where do you start? And I'm really creating this episode because when I'm having conversations with you guys about where you're at, everyone always says, I just don't know where to start. And often the other reason why I'm creating this episode is because then the other people that I'm speaking to that have started, I feel like their focus is on something that probably isn't the best place to start. Like, for example, trying to, you know, find the perfect certification and they're getting all these qualifications, or they're creating an online course without having any clue who they're helping, why they're helping them, how they're actually going to market that. And they're doing it purely because someone told them that if you create an online course, they've got this automated system that, you know, requires zero work and people just come straight to you, when it's really like not the case in the beginning like that. So I thought it would be really handy to create this episode so that I can share it with a lot of people when they have this problem. I'm going to be like, yep, go to episode 27. So here we are. 5 steps to start your coaching business. And they're not in any particular order because I really honestly just feel like you need all 5, but I'm just going to go with it. Number 1. Get a business and mindset coach. And I'm not just saying that because that's what I am. It's because I truly practice what I preach. I always have a mindset and business coach, and it's so important. And I don't know how anyone would possibly do it without that, without having any prior experience to business or specifically, like, you know, an online coaching business. And if you don't have, you know, the most unstoppable mindset, right? Like, we all need a business coach and a mindset coach. And that can be one coach, by the way. But if you feel called to have multiple, then that's totally on you. But you can really find an amazing coach that can give you what you need. It's out there. And the reason why I'm starting with this tip is because so often, and it's really sad to see, I see so many coaches starting their business and they don't have a coach, but they're hoping and wishing and dreaming, because they don't have the strategy, that people are going to sign up and work with them, but they're not even valuing the industry enough to have one themselves. And I see this as a massive red flag, and I wouldn't work with any coach if they didn't practice what they preach and invest in themselves as well. And so when I really started investing in myself big time, suddenly I was able to overcome objections really easily that other people had. I was able to show up more confidently, and I also just knew what I was doing in general because I was walking my talk. It feels really genuine. It feels really authentic. It feels really good. And so that's why I just wanted to start there, is not to sell you on anything, but just to simply share, like, if you want to have a thriving, abundant, successful coaching business, that starts with you walking your talk, not just in what you invest in, but who you're being and how you show up. But we'll get into that further. So first and foremost, if you don't have a business coach and a mindset coach, because they're the two like really important things when it comes to growing your business, that you have support with your mindset, because it's really your thoughts and feelings that are actually going to create your results. But you also have a business coach to help you with the strategy side of things. Like if you don't have that, that's the first thing on your to-do list. All right, that's said and done now. Step number two is to get really clear on your why and your goals. Now, this is where I get my masterminders to really start. It's on your why, because the thing is often people are starting a coaching business without any prior business experience, which is fine, right? That was how I started as well. That's how many people start. So people start without business experience. And they're, you know, everyone gets into business for different reasons, whether they saw someone else doing it or they really want to help people or they think it's a great way to make money or whatever it is. And all I'm saying is if you're not very clear on your why, it will be challenging to overcome the challenges that will come up. As a new business owner or just a business owner in general, a lot of challenges can come up, right? Even when you have a coach, you're not immune from challenges. A coach can help you to overcome those challenges, and that's again why it's important to have one. But challenges are going to come up, and they're going to continue to come up forever, because that's how life works. There is suffering all the time in life. You know, it's 50-50 really. Like we're going to have good times and we're going to have challenging times. No matter who you are, you can't avoid that. And so if your why isn't big enough and isn't strong enough, you will probably give up. And that's why I'm honestly making this an entire step in itself. Out of all the things you could do in your business, this is so important. The amount of times I see people invest in themselves and they just don't show up, they give up on their goals, they give up on being a coach, it's because their why wasn't strong enough. So when things get tough, when they find like they're getting lots of no's, lots of hurdles, you know, if your why isn't strong enough, that's enough to quit. That's enough to be like, this isn't working for me. It's not worth all of this pain. I actually rather go work back in my 9-to-5 job, even though it's not fulfilling. Like people would rather do that than go through the pain of quote unquote failure and things not working out. But if your why is strong enough, you will push through, you will work it out, you will stay strong, and you will overcome the challenges. The people that overcome the challenges are the ones that stay in the game, the ones that are committed to the journey. And those that are committed to the journey have a really big freaking reason why. Okay? It's because they don't see themselves doing anything other than this. It's because they really, really want to help people that are in a situation that they used to be in, you know? For me, what drives me is for many years, I really, really suffered with my own mind. Like I really suffered with my own thoughts. I didn't like who I was. I didn't like my life. And I quite frankly thought I would never change. I thought that my life was the way it was and there was nothing I could do about it. And then I came across coaching, and I won't go into the whole story today, but one thing led to another. I got a coach. I had such an amazing transformation. And my breakthrough was this, that there are people out there that currently think that their life is fixed and they can't, like fixated, like stuck, and they can't change, and that this is just the way it is, and they're settling. And because that's how I thought, and I know there are so many people out there thinking that because their results are XYZ right now, that that's what their results are going to be in the future. And it was when I experienced how profound coaching was after doing therapy and counseling and all of those things, I realized like, oh my God, it doesn't have to take years to change. It doesn't have to take decades to change. With the right support, with the right mindset, with the right strategy, with the right energy, you can change in a moment. It actually changes through your decisions and being aware of your thoughts and that awareness that you can change so quickly. And it was when I realized that right then and there, my mission was created, that I need to spread this message to everyone that wants more in their life and simply feels like it's not possible for them. I want to show them that it is. And that drives me. And so when things are tough in my business or in my life, never am I like, oh, is this worth it? You know, like, should I give up? Because I can't give up. I can't give up on all those people that are settling in their life, settling in jobs they hate, settling in relationships they don't like, settling with health that doesn't serve them and support them, settling with a mindset that limits them and stops them. and is trapping them. I can't not do this because if I don't, there are going to be millions of people that are feeling that and experiencing that every single waking moment of their life. People end their lives over it. And I can't let that happen. I want to be part of the change. I want to be the voice to those people that there is something you can do about this. And that is my why. And so when business is challenging, because it is, if I couldn't even tell you the amount of times I've cried myself to sleep or had breakdowns and meltdowns and challenging moments, I've had it. I continue to have it, right? It's not always easy, but because I've got the support, I'm okay. And because I've got the why, I'm okay. And because I have goals that inspire and empower me, I'm okay. So that's step number two. Get clear on your why. Literally write 100 reasons if you have to. I make my clients do that. They have to write at least 100 reasons why. I can't work with people anymore that aren't totally committed. Like it's a waste of everyone's time and resources. Mine, theirs, everything. You have to be so freaking driven to wanting to make a difference for yourself, for those around you, and for the world. You really need to, right? It can't just be about the money. It just can't be because someone told you to, right? It's got to be bigger than that. It's got to be like driving you. You got to wake up and be like, shit, I need to do this. Because then suddenly problems don't feel so big anymore. Instead, it's like, okay, this is another challenge to overcome. Instead of like, am I or if I can, it's like, okay, let's overcome it. How can I? Let's figure it out. Okay. So step one, get a business and mindset coach. Step two, get clear on your why, your vision and your mission and your goals, okay? Set your goals. That's going to support you to actually execute on your why, you know? Step number three is to master your psychology. Now, let me break this down. I'm breaking this down into three steps for you. This is what I meant. It's like it's hard to have just five steps. So you got to master your psychology. And I've broken psychology into three steps that I teach in my mastermind. I teach clarity, I teach certainty, and I teach consistency. So I'm going to break them down for you because it's when you have these three that you create results. And that's what mastering your psychology is. It's to support you to get results. So master your psychology. What does that look like? Clarity on who you're helping and how you're helping them. So in other words, your niche and your offer. You've really got to have clarity on this, right? Because if you don't know who you're helping, how on earth are you going to create content? How are you going to create a program? How are you going to put yourself out there? How are you going to find people if you don't know who you're helping? And this is where so many people are stuck on who they're helping and how they're helping them, right? They're so stuck there that literally people spend years not moving forwards in their business. I'm not even exaggerating. I wish that was a joke. It's not. I speak to people every single day that tell me that they've been trying for a year. And when I ask them, who do you help? They're like, I don't know. Okay, that's problem number one, ladies and gentlemen, is you don't have clarity. So make sure you get clarity on who you're helping and how you're helping them. I have so many free resources. Go to sophiarosebonati.com/links. So many free resources to help you do that. Okay, and podcast episodes. So go listen to that. And obviously my mastermind is where you're going to get like the full breakdown support. So get clarity on who you're helping and how you're helping them. So your niche and your offer. Number two in step three is certainty in yourself, in your offer, and in your clients. If you don't have certainty, otherwise known as confidence or otherwise known as belief, if you don't have belief in yourself that you can and you will do it, problem, major red flag. If you don't have certainty in your offer, meaning you don't believe that your program actually will help people, major red flag. Imagine trying to sell something you're not sold on. Like, you can't do that. It's not going to work. You're going to get so many objections and you're going to attract people that just aren't sold on you because you're not sold on you. Like, your energy is really important. Again, we'll get into that in a moment. But you got to be so certain on your offer and in yourself. And more importantly, in your clients. If you're speaking to people that you don't believe in and you don't like them or their energy, and you just feel like you can't help them and they're a lost cause, like, and you're not certain on them, like, it's not going to work. Like, it's really going to end badly. You've got to have that certainty in yourself. You've got to have that certainty in your offer. And you've got to have the certainty that the offer and you are going to be able to help your clients. Because often why people, like clients, sign up with you is to create certainty. They want certainty. They're lacking certainty. And that's why they want to work with you. That's why they want to coach. It's to get certainty in a certain area of their life. Okay, so they can step out of fear and lack and scarcity. And so if you're in that, then you're missing the very thing that it is that they're seeking, which is certainty, right? Like, my job is to show you that I can and I will help you, and that my mastermind will help you get to 10K months and beyond if you're willing to take that leap and do that work. Like, everything I'm sharing is to sell you on that, is to make you feel certain so that there's no doubts and objections. There might be fear, that's normal. I've spoken about that in episodes, that fear's normal. It's not about waiting till there's no fear. You make the decision and then the fear goes away. But I need you to feel certain that it can help you. And I need you to feel certain that you can work on you to get that result, knowing that it's fully your responsibility. I'm just providing the service and the platform for you to do it. And I'm going to hold you accountable and hold you to your best self, but you got to do the work. And so I'm here to show you that it's easy, and that's going to help you to feel certain that it's possible for you. And when you feel it's possible and that you're certain that this is a good space for you to be in, you're going to sign up, no questions asked, no matter how much money it is, because you're certain. If you've got a big enough problem and you really, 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 really want to fix it, you will do anything to fix it if you actually want to fix it. And my job is to make you certain that that is possible for you. So you got to have certainty in those three things, okay? And number three, on step three, is to show up consistently. And that's a decision. So make the decision to go all in no matter what. That's really what I want to share on consistently. And consistently doesn't mean constantly. It's just like, from here on out, I'm showing up consistently to my business and I'm going to do whatever it takes to get those results. And you can't get results if you're showing up one day and then you disappear off the planet of Earth for 2 months and then you come back to your business. Or if you take 5 weeks to answer a message, or, you know, if you do one post and then you have a 2 week break and then you do another post, like, that is not consistent. That is inconsistent and you won't get results. Okay, step four. So just to recap, step one, get a business and mindset coach. Step two, get clear on your why and your goals. Step three, master your psychology. Now step four is to master your strategy. You got to have strategy, right? And so how we do that is to get clear on what marketing strategy you're going to use to grow your business. And there's a three-step process I use for that. And that is a process to on how you're going to attract leads, otherwise known as potential clients or prospects or people that want to work with you. It's how you're going to attract those kinds of people, your ideal clients. And then the second part is to master your conversion process. So how are you going to convert those leads? How do you get them from following you, listening to you, being inspired by you, watching you, reading your stuff? How do you get them from doing that to purchasing from you, to working with you? There's a process to that, to mastering that conversion phase. And then thirdly is to have a transformation process, meaning that once you've attracted people and converted them into clients, how are you then going to transform their life? That's the most important part, but you need to master the first two in order to get to that part. So many people work on all these certifications and making this amazing program, and they've got no freaking clue on how to actually get people in the program. So they do pro bono stuff and free stuff and cheap stuff and discounted stuff. And therefore, they're attracting people that are only half invested or barely invested in something. And therefore, the chances of them succeeding and getting results is really slim. And so you really want to master the transformation process so that they get results. But you need to master the other two first in order to do that. But the transformation is the important part, because obviously you're doing all of this to help people. So your process actually needs to be able to help people. And this is great, because what this leads to is referrals, lots of referrals, which makes your life easier, which leads to growing your business. And I just had a mental blank on that word. What did I just say? This is what happens when you film without editing. I said it does two things. It helps with your referral process. Oh yeah. And it helps with your re-signing process. So meaning people will re-sign with you if they get that much of a transformation. If they love you, they love what you do and how you help people, they will re-sign. They will find a way to do that. And that's also great for your business. And step number 5 is to master your energy. Okay. So this is also a 3-step process that I teach. And so number 1 within step number 5 is to show up as the person who has the results you want now. So if you want to reach $10,000 in your business a month, what does someone who is actually earning that do? What do they do in their business? You want to do that. You want to show up as the person that has the results that you want now. How do they make decisions? How do they talk? How do they act? How do they feel? How do they prioritize themselves? What boundaries do they have? And I don't mean like copying someone, but more modeling the energy of someone that has that result. So for example, someone that's earning consistent 10K months isn't living from a place of fear and doubt and scarcity. They're not scared to invest in themselves. They're doing all of those things because they know it works. And because they're in that energy where they're walking their talk, they're working themselves on themselves and everything like that, they're getting results. So you really want to show up as the person, the future version of yourself. So ask yourself, the version of me that's earning $10,000 a month, how does he or she show up? What do they do? How do they feel? And do that. Don't wait to get to the result to become that person. Become that person to get the result. It's the other way around, and most people don't realize that. Number 2 within step 5 is to heal and release what no longer serves you. So we all have trapped beliefs, which is just thoughts you're certain about, and emotions that don't serve us. And I teach a process in my mastermind to actually release these emotions and beliefs, because if you have too many negative emotions from past experiences or limiting beliefs like I'm not good enough, I can't do this, there's something wrong with me, I don't know what I'm doing, it makes it really challenging to show up, right? And so you want to release that. And then you, number 3 is you also want to have a routine that you use every day that you move, like that you use to move through emotions that don't serve you or thoughts that don't serve you, and you set yourself up for success. Interrupting this podcast episode because if you're here, then I know you're wanting to build an incredible 6-figure coaching business, and I have a free tool I want to share with you to help you do exactly that. I have created the ultimate cheat sheet for new and rising coaches to give you a 3-step process from lead to sale in your coaching business. In this workbook, you will be guided to get clear on your niche, plus the sales formula that has supported me to create a multi 6-figure business. To get a copy of this incredible cheat sheet, head to sophiarosebernardi.com/cheat sheet. It's every day. You've got to have a routine and a structure, especially when you're the CEO in your business. You've got to develop a CEO mindset. And so by having a routine so that you have certainty and you have consistency and you have clarity on what you're doing is really, really important. So having some form of a routine, I don't mean you have to have this fancy 3-hour long morning routine. You do you with what that looks like, but you've got to have some form of a routine that you do to move through things that don't serve you and set yourself up for success, because your intention and your energy and your presence is what's going to create extraordinary results. Okay, just a summary. Step number 1, if you don't have a business and mindset coach, find one ASAP. If that's me, book a call with me with the link in the show notes. I would love to help you, or come say hi to me on Instagram or Facebook and I'll chat with you. Also, there's the link to my mastermind with more information on that as well. So get a business and mindset coach. Number 2, get clear on why you're doing this. It's going to help you so much more than you think. And set some goals. What is it you're actually moving towards? Step 3, master your psychology with clarity, certainty, and consistency. Number 4, master your strategy. Get clear on how you're going to attract, convert, and transform your clients' lives. And number 5 is to master your energy with showing up as the person you want to be now, healing and releasing what no longer serves you, and having a routine and structure to move through things that don't serve you on a daily basis and set yourself up for success. They're the 5 steps. If you follow them, you're going to need support with them. But if you follow them, oh my God, success, boom, right then and there. And I teach all of this in my mastermind, the Rising Coaches Mastermind. So please go check that out. Honestly, it's the most life-changing program for new and rising coaches. And who is a new and rising coach? It's someone that wants to be a coach. It's someone that is a coach that hasn't quite yet reached those 10K months. If you're not at 10K months, this is for you, right? I'm doing multiple six figures, so I can help you beyond that, but I'm really helping people get to those six figures, right? The 10K months, that's what I'm helping you to get to. And that is within my mastermind. It's the only place to work with me. So go check that out. I would love to support you on your journey. And I'm so excited for you if you're deciding that now is the right time for you. I just did a quick Instagram story, my post just now actually on Instagram, saying that, you know, people wait to feel ready. It's actually the other way around. You make the decision and then you're ready. So don't wait to feel ready. Make the decision and that's when you're ready. All right, all my love. Hope those 5 steps have been helpful. Let me know which one you resonated with most. Share this podcast with anyone that needs to hear it. Take a screenshot of it, put it in your Instagram stories and tag me so I know you've watched it and I can celebrate you and thank you. I might even send you a little gift. Like, I would really appreciate that. Lots of love to you all and I'll speak to you very, very soon. If you enjoyed this episode, then I want to invite you to join the Rising Coaches Mastermind, the perfect program for you to master your mindset, create an aligned and profitable strategy, and grow a six-figure business you love using the Rising Coach method. This is the exact mastermind where I share how I've built a multi six-figure business in under 2 years. We gratefully sell quickly, and I personally take calls to see if you're the right fit. So don't wait, head over to sophiarosevenardi.com/chat and book in your free call to see if it's the right fit for you.